This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. An assassination attempt in Buenos Aires. I welcome Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, is going to help me explicate all the unknowns and unsolves in and around the troubled state of Argentina, leading to what is right now the breaking news story that is not solved. A man was arrested in Argentina after pointing a gun at Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner as she greeted supporters outside her residence in Buenos Aires. Video footage circulating on social media showed a man coming within inches of the vice president and pulling the trigger of the gun, which did not fire. Joseph, a very good evening to you. The complexity here is daunting, so I begin with Cristina Kirchner is on trial in Buenos Aires, and crowds have been gathering in support of her around her home for some time. What is she on trial for before we explore the alleged possible attempted assassination by a Brazilian national? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You're correct. Cristina Kirchner has been accused of various corruption charges on public work contracts that she was responsible for when she was president, particularly since 2007, about 2010 or so. And she's been accused of corruption, and this mostly in the Patagonia, in the southern part of the country of Argentina. And so these are now about to start trial on these public corruption charges. And the prosecutor of the case has asked for a prison sentence, and he's also asked to bar her from politics for the rest of her life. And so this is, I think, honestly, the prison sentence is probably even less of what Cristina Kirchner is concerned about, because there's a lot of rumors in Argentina that she is the potential candidate to be the next president of Argentina when elections happen in 2023.
More mysteries. Cristina Kirchner and her husband, who's now deceased, have been linked to the larger story of outside actors, bad actors, in Buenos Aires and in the region. I'm looking at Iran chiefly, but also Hezbollah, a client of Iran, also the possibility of Russia and China, but let's stay with Iran. The bombing of the Israeli embassy and the attack on the Jewish community center in the 1990s is also part of this story. Cristina Kirchner has never adequately explained all of the mysteries. Right now, there's one more mystery on the ground. We must attend to it, Joseph, though the plot becomes so twisted, it's difficult to get out of certain paragraphs. But there's a cargo plane that landed. The route was from Venezuela, Mexico. It touched on the tri-border region, being held in Buenos Aires. And on board were significant players in the IRGC, the terror organization associated with Iran. Kirchner is linked to Iran because of her conduct in office. This assassination attempt makes no sense in the connection to those events. But I ask you anyway, Joseph, is there any possible way that we could come to an assassination attempt because of corruption that links to the vulnerability that Kirchner now faces because of the mysteries of that cargo plane?
So John, the common denominator in everything you've mentioned, whether it's going back 27, 8 years to the Amia, to the Nisman murder, to the cargo plane, to right now the current most recent assassination attempt, and all these twists and turns that we've seen along the way, is the unsolved cases in the Argentine judiciary. There's this unfortunate and tragic precedent for basically not solving the most important cases that Argentina has suffered over the last 30 years. President Alberto Fernandez, in his speech last night, he called this the most serious incident that has happened since Argentina returned to democracy in 1983. Well, if that's the case, then they need to solve not just this case, but they need to solve all these cases to restore competence and restore confidence in the Argentine judicial system. And you mentioned corruption, John, and I think that's a big part of this. The corruption in Argentina is at levels probably, you know, this is probably hard to measure, but probably greater than most countries in the world, even in Latin America. And what that does is that creates situations where you can't really know what's going on. Like, I first, I'd say, you know, I condemn any act of political violence, especially against a sitting vice president. But that said, we don't know if this could actually even be a false positive, because that's the level of lack of trust and confidence that the Argentines have, and frankly, the international community, on their judicial system because of all those unsolved mysteries that you've mentioned in the past.
You point to President Fernandez, who last week made an intemperate remark, at least it was interpreted that way, talking about challenging, there are stronger words, challenging the prosecutor in the case against Cristina Kirchner. At the time, we remarked on it, Joseph, in our conversation with our friend Ernesto Araujo, because prosecutors are a subject that is unsolved. We have a prosecutor who was murdered in Colombia, who was moving against, in the tri-border region, moving against the Hezbollah and their bad actor allies. We have Alberto Niesman's mysterious murder, I believe in 2015, linked to the question of the bombing of the Israeli embassy in the community center. That's unsolved. Fernandez knows this, and yet he went on public, I believe it was the public airwaves, and threatened a prosecutor. Does that connect in any fashion to this attempted assassination?
It does, in the sense that, you know, when the president talked last night after the incident with Cristina Kirchner, he mentioned hate speech, and he said that there's hate speech from the political opposition and that's leading to these type of events. Well, really, honestly, the hate speech starts with Cristina Kirchner, because she's been doing that for pretty much the most of her career. And what you mentioned, Alberto Fernandez, is whether it's a misspeak or whether it's some kind of subtle message that he was trying to send when he basically threatened the prosecutor that's prosecuting Cristina Kirchner, that kind of stuff really adds fuel to the fire. And this is a very tense moment in Argentina and in Latin America. You mentioned Marcelo Pecci, the Paraguayan prosecutor that got killed in Colombia earlier this year. Well, there's been four prosecutors, major federal prosecutors, that have been killed in either Ecuador, in Honduras, in Peru, in Paraguay. And this is becoming in a very unfortunate and dangerous trend that's happening in Latin America. And, you know, basically prosecutors are being threatened and killed. And at the same time, presidents are basically using this for political points. And that's what I'm concerned about with Alberto Fernandez's speech, because instead of calming the nation down, he basically just vilified the political opposition before we even have a forensic report on what exactly happened in this assassination attempt.
Who or what is the opposition that the president was referring to, Joseph?
So the opposition is mainly congressional members that are in the Argentine National Congress, but they're also prominent figures in the last presidential term of Mauricio Macri. Obviously, Macri is the opposition candidate, but perhaps the most prominent opposition figure right now in Argentina is a woman named Patricia Bullrich. She was the former Minister of Security under President Macri in the last Argentine government. She was also a long-serving congresswoman inside the Argentine Congress. And she developed a very good reputation as being a woman of law and order, because as the Minister of Security, one of the most successful aspects of the Macri presidency was the insecurity went down throughout the country. And it was rising, drug trafficking, all these homicides, all this stuff was on the rise in Argentina. And Patricia Bullrich took care of that and developed a very strong reputation. And she's being considered as perhaps the next major presidential candidate in the Argentine elections in 2023. And so this is, I think, who Alberto Fernandez is steering his remarks towards.
We don't have enough facts to come to any conclusions, so we're just touching on all these dangerous matters that can or cannot be resolved before the election. But Joseph, I wanted to make certain Cristina Kirchner is a major candidate to regain the presidency in Argentina in the future. Is that correct?
If she's not convicted of the corruption charges, major corruption charges that she's currently being indicted for, then she will most likely run for president of Argentina in 2023.
And that puts her in charge of the apparatus that is now investigating the links that Cristina Kirchner and her presidency had with the bombings in the 20th century and with this cargo plane that remains on the ground in Buenos Aires linked to sanctioned states such as Venezuela and Iran. Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.